One category of special immigrant visas, or SIVs, is reserved for Afghan or Iraqi nationals employed by the U.S. government, who, according to a State Department spokesman, often put their lives at risk, working directly with the U.S. military at U.S. embassies and more.
They come in through the refugee admissions program, but they're subset.
That's Bill Swerzy with HIAS, the Federal Resettlement Agency, working to resettle refugees in Delaware. Because special immigrant visa holders aren't considered refugees, they won't be affected by the new 120-day refugee travel ban. That includes the family of four currently scheduled to resettle in the first state on that visa Monday. For refugees who don't already have travel plans, Swerzy says their hands are tied, but he adds HIAS has had success rebooking a handful of flights for those originally scheduled to arrive on or after March 16th and settle elsewhere across the U.S.
That's our biggest concern, is are people going to get shut out at that point? So actually, we've been moving travel that was previously scheduled. We've been trying to move it up to get people in before that door closes.
Swerzy notes HIAS will challenge this revised executive order in court, just as it did the first one. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media,